snap his neck or something.
Oh, what was that?
That escalated incredibly
quickly. Did you realise I just started recording and I think that snap his neck or something?
Isn't it an Olympic sport?
Judo is, yeah. But jiu-jitsu
is not. People
die. You get an instant gold medal if you snap
no,
your
in
neck.
Judo.
Tom jousting.
I wish they'd bring that back. Just shut up. Jousting.
In judo.
Because can you imagine if they brought that back to an Olympic sport?
It was.
Like,
it would have.
Here
okay,
we have the contender from France and
up.
The contender from England. A historic rivalry for the ages. They go.
First of all, jousting would have never been an Olympic sport because it was a medieval English thing to do,
medieval
and the
English
Olympics
sport.
Being.
I'm saying if they brought it back now,
it was never an Olympic sport. You can't bring it back.
I mean, well, brought it in now.
Oh, that would be
they
cool.
They brought wrestling.
Cool. Wrestling's the oldest sport.
I can't
sport
say
going.
They brought wrestling in because
wrestling is literally
the
oldest sport.
Gayest
going.
Greek thing that they could do. And they did
no, it's amazing. Pancration, amazing.
Naked olive oil.
Yes. Tell me you wouldn't watch it. But that's what I'm saying. If they made it naked, it would be way more interesting. Surely.
Naked jousting.
I don't know.
Isn't
that poor horse didn't deserve that.
Yeah, but. I don't think the horse would really care because they've got a massive schlong.
That's true. They're not really ashamed of anything.
They could joust with that.
The horse jousting with horse.
Have you
slongs?
Seen,
schlongs.
Have you seen
them? I've seen a horse deer.
You've seen
yeah.
it.
I've seen
you
it.
Felt one. I see
it every day when
Hang
I
away.
Shower.
Tom, what was that? You also said if we had felt one.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never felt. No. That's
welcome
just,
to having
that's disgusting.
Welcome to having words.
Is that a good topic to start with?
That was a great topic to start with.
Horse
yeah, thank you guys.
Schlong.
I'm Josh.
I'm Aidan.
I'm Thomas.
We need to work on that because we never know who's going after Josh because he always says,
we
I'm Josh, and then I'm like,
you always go second.
I'm Aidan.
You always go second.
Okay. Should we try it again? Should we try
no.
again?
No, no, we nailed it now.
I'm Josh.
I'm Aidan.
I'm Tom. Probably shouldn't have put that down as I did
that. I'm Tom.
Oh no! Today we have a pretty similar episode, apart from the game section. Which
Who's
is...
our special guest?
Our special guest this week is.
We don't have one.
We don't have one.
No one.
Limited amount of friends.
Our special guest
we
is.
We run out.
Is my voice this week.
Oh god.
I know we said last week that Aidan might be taking over this episode, but I was like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa, what a surprise.
Sorry, never happened. Actually, to be fair, I was told to refrain.
I did.
Exciting things in store. I don't know what they are
did
yet.
That warrant
Tom
Aidan
doesn't
not
know what they
hosting?
Are yet.
Yeah, I do. Isn't it?
He literally private messaged me like, don't host it. I've got cool shit planned. Do next week instead. I was like, okay.
Is it not? It's not connected to the...
No, it's not. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Yeah, you,
you just gave birth on set in the studio.
The studio.
It counts. This is humble beginnings.
It's a drawing. Really.
Beginnings of this is like episode 14.
It is episode 14. You got it exactly
yeah,
right.
I
my
know.
God.
I know that.
Aiden's
on
it.
A timeline.
Timeline has been synced.
It's been worked
right.
You wait until next week.
But
episode 23.
Firstly, before we begin today's
yes.
episode,
yes.
How is everyone?
How is everyone?
How are you humans?
Make small talk before.
How are you guys?
Do I go first now? Because apparently I always go second.
No, I'm going to go first.
Then.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, man. Had a good day.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fantastic.
Tom. Tom, what have you done today?
It doesn't matter.
What have you done today?
I don't get why you had to cut me off, though. I was working my way through what I've done today.
You didn't use
Tom,
the cab.
What have you done today? I'm asking.
All right,
you.
Dad.
What have you done today?
Go
sit
on.
There.
Disappointed you, Dad. Sit there playing games. Which I did actually do for a solid, probably 2.5 hours this
That's
morning.
A good day, Dad.
Bad.
That's a dream.
That's a very rare day that happens.
Yeah, yeah. I need Civ 6.
Oh,
it's all of a sudden less cool.
You couldn't strategize like
no
that,
I can't
you.
Besides playing games, Tom, what else have you done today?
No, that's it.
Tom, you come on.
I envy you.
I've seen you all day, Tom.
Yeah,
okay. I saw you guys hung out without
well,
me
you
again.
Had plans
yeah I know but still I wasn't even mentioned in oh would you be interested in doing this no
because we knew
you
were busy
to watch sport mate
yeah yeah, yeah I wanted to watch
hang
sport.
On Tom did you get a message from Aidan asking if we wanted to come over and watch football?
Yeah.
Do you want to come hang out with me and my dad?
Oh, yeah, okay, when?
Yeah, beers.
That wasn't a question.
Were there beers?
There was beers. wear beers.
So what's the...
What qualifications do you need? More
do you support Southampton FC?
Favourite band?
To be fair, I barely support them. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, why are you there?
My brother and my
you
dad...
You do, they go, oh, when the Saints.
No, my brother and my dad were naming, like, players. Like, oh, he used to be so good when he was at Southampton, now he's here. Oh, I can't believe he went to this team. And I'm just like, yeah, mate, top bins. Probably Arsenal is. So I'm walking. That's all I've got.
Aim's been a football lad all day.
Yeah, and I've never been more out of my depth in my life.
It's scary.
Don't get me wrong, I like watching it, and I like playing it a lot more than I like watching it. But when it comes to the technical talk of it, I'm like, I don't...
Or the work
or like, talk. Or the manager should have done better there. It's like, what can the manager do on the pitch?
Yeah.
What can he do?
Should run out there, give them...
All he does is hire the players, train them up, give them some tactics.
He leads them, yeah. It's for his tactics at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to the players to perform.
Yeah.
So when the manager gets a lot of bad rap, it's like, what are you doing?
To be fair, you are qualified because you are a trophy-winning centre-back.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm qualified.
Of course Aidan would be on the side of the
so
manager.
So I can chime in.
When he's been a manager.
But the thing is, I'm not only a leader, I get involved as well. I do my part.
You're the man.
I do my part. Mm-hmm. Didn't lose a single game when I was on the pitch.
Yep.
Won my most recent game, you'll be glad to know.
Well done. Well done,
man.
We were actually wondering.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was
didn't realise you were still there.
5-3 to non-bibs. So there you go.
You let three in.
Well, I didn't. My goalie did.
Was it the goalkeeper's fault?
We don't have a designated goalie. We kind of just rotate.
So nobody was in goal.
Was it the goalie's fault?
No.
Was it a case of poor defence?
It was a case of amazing offence from the opposite team. Yeah, you've got to give credit where it's due.
No.
Three times.
Three times.
So after the first one, I was like, "We'll give him credit." The second time, you know what?
I mean, I was nearly sent off, but so I had to tone it down a bit.
What'd you do?
Might have chucked in some secret technique. Sunday league 2-foot tackle.
2-foot.
Got a bit of Astro burn. It's healed up now. It's all right. Don't worry about it. This "how are you" question branches out into
many different conversations, doesn't it?
I need to ask. How are you, Josh?
Yeah.
We never ask you this, ever. I don't think we've asked you this one episode.
It's because I always cut it out when you do.
Because no one cares.
Cut it out this time.
I'm good. I played squash today.
What? Did you play squash? You asked me about squash.
And you didn't reply.
I asked you.
Did I not reply?
And you did not reply.
Did I not
reply? You Nazis. And you're like, squash! You had the opportunity to. Instead you made this sick child... Who has just had tonsillitis, it's by the way, play squash.
I can't believe I didn't reply. I literally was...
I just assumed you were busy.
Why am I offended?
I assumed you were busy.
I was busy at 3 p.m.
So you could have done it.
What time did you go?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
That would have been cutting it, to be fair.
We
played for half an hour.
Because I got to my dad's at 2:45, so...
You could have made that perfectly. Sweaty.
Yeah. Well, no, I couldn't have. Because I would have been sweaty.
Could have done it 1 o'clock.
Well, you didn't go at one, did you? So
no, because we didn't think you were coming.
We didn't know you were coming. Didn't know you wanted to
come.
This
is outrageous.
Well, it's not. This is
how
outrageous.
About we do squash another time?
Busy.
Next week.
Oh, right. Next week when?
I don't want to make plans on the radio.
Maybe not.
We played squash. It was alright because I've been ill and tired. It was kind of like a slow game.
It was quite a slow game.
But looking forward to next week. That'll be fun.
Yeah, man.
You and me.
Passionate players.
Unlike me.
Actually, we need Aiden because it's cheaper if we book through him.
Wow. Not because you want my company.
Oh, yeah, because you've got a...
Because I got what?
Membership, right?
No, I don't. Where did you get that?
Because you did...
I used to work in the facility, but I wasn't a member of Fit4. I used to teach there.
Well, why don't you fight your way in?
Oh, yeah, that's too fair. They wouldn't be able to do anything.
Excuse me, so you have to back... Oh!
They're all like middle-aged women. You could take them.
I don't know, some of them that put the badminton nets up, they look pretty intimidating. I wouldn't want to go near them.
Some of the ones behind the desk as well.
No, they're lovely. I usually ask him, you've got a table tennis table set up in our hall. Could you take it down? I'm like, yeah,
they
no worries.
They slap you with their tit. Enough.
I wish. Oh. Wish they would.
Oh. Why do you wish that?
A woman's touch.
Gentle, caressing boob slap.
Speaking of going to gigs.
Gigs?
Gigsy. Ryan Giggs.
No! I went to a gig last night.
And he's talked about it literally all day.
I saw Grace Carter, Brighton.
No one knows who that is.
Brighton-born musician who just toured around America with Dua Lipa.
And what is she? What were the words you used? What is she?
She's a female, she's 21, from Brighton.
And she's...
Wait, like, 21?
No, that's not... It's not actually what I was getting.
Oh. She's 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 21.
Dude, yeah, she's done
I live
than
near
you.
Brighton.
you're her, dude.
She's done better than you. No, you said...
Oh, she's done way better than you.
Up and coming.
Up and coming? She's like up and coming.
Someone who goes to a gig to someone that's not
no,
very
trust
well
me,
known.
Man.
No, because Dua Lipa's well known, and she's supporting Dua Lipa. So Ed Sheeran supported Example in Brighton. And now look at Ed Sheeran.
Oh, what's the example?
Well, yeah, what's
no,
the example?
No, example. The, shut
yeah,
up.
What's the example? Spit it out.
You know who I'm talking
spit
about.
Spit it.
Example.
Spit it out,
that's
bitch.
His name.
Oh!
Change the Way You Kiss Me, all those good songs.
Change
yeah.
the way
that was a banger.
But I don't
who sang it?
You don't know Example?
No.
Right, well, he's massive at the time, and Ed Sheeran supported him.
We should probably lose weight.
Yeah, he'd be massive.
I can't believe whatever. It's irrelevant.
Whatever. So guys, yeah, I went to a gig. It was really good. I recommend going to gigs.
I think
you went to Foo Fighters.
Oh my God, yes, I did.
And you were like
best
literally
night of my life.
All the crowd all singing the songs. You were
Dave
the
Grohl, the man, made eye contact with me. And yep. I will never forget it. And I did not miss a lyric for the entire however long they were on.
Good for you, man.
It was the best night of my life.
Imagine this person came up to Aiden, hey, let me get with you. Like, I'm singing the best.
Yes, oh my God, don't. When they'd done that song, the whole crowd didn't let it go and they were off stage and they stood in the, oh, they stood doing it for hours afterwards. It took me like over an hour to get out of that stadium. It was mad.
That's crazy, man.
Take me back. You're taking
eyes.
Me back. Honestly, it
I
was
think
so special. Good.
And see, we understand the gig vibe, but I think Tom's never really been to a gig.
Never been to a single
which
one.
Which is why you don't get it.
I don't get it, no.
I've been to two gigs.
I've been to three
I'm
gigs.
I'm not going to tell you what the first gig was.
What was it?
It was with a certain... Oh, you remember? We all used to have a friend. Slightly curly-haired friend.
Don't know who
slightly larger that. Friend.
Ramic.
Rotund.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Was renowned for his big hands.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't name drop...
But,
I'm gonna cut it out.
Yeah, I went with him to my first gig. My mum bought us tickets. They were 20 quid each. It was
20.
And at the end of the gig, they had a. They're not even an English band, but they got like a Union Jack
it?
On. I don't want to reveal my terrible music taste
who
to
was
the world.
It?
Royal Blood.
No, that's good. I would watch
Nirvana.
It.
Imagine
no,
Dragons.
Nirvana, he died years ago. First of all, I didn't see him on stage.
He killed himself on stage. So bad.
What do you mean?
No, and they got Union Jack on and he got everyone up on the last song.
What
and
was
Elton John?
The standing
what was
crowd. It was 30 Seconds to Mars.
Okay, well, I mean...
Do you see why I wanted to keep that secret now?
Sure. Yeah, you should. This is our final episode.
I've still got some of their songs on my playlist.
You could have said a lot. I like one of their songs. What's it? The one with the music videos in a hotel.
The Kill.
Yeah.
Everyone likes that one.
I quite like that one.
Break me down. Everyone likes that one.
I haven't had that one.
Mm.
Oh.
Change the way you
that's
kiss
example.
Me.
That's example.
You get, you, no, don't give me an example. Give me the band's
don't,
name.
Don't. I'm over this.
Dad jokes.
Also this week, so 2 weeks ago.
What?
Just got the timeline. What?
That definitely needs to be a t-shirt, by the way.
There was that band
in
America I feel like we should discuss because it wasn't actually spoken about too much called Hers.
Never heard of them.
They were the band.
It was a band.
It was well, two people.
Was. Notice was. They're dead.
What? Jesus. Yeah, so they're from Liverpool based, and they were touring, or they were going around from like event to event in America, and they were in a car crash, and the two guys and their manager died in a car crash.
Oh,
and
God.
Now some of their songs have obviously gotten so popular, and now like have like tripled, quadrupled, 10 times million, like the amount of views.
Wow.
And... Mm-hmm. I listen to the music and it's actually really good.
It's crazy how this happens a lot when an artist dies.
Van Gogh.
Yeah. A music artist dies.
Okay, his painting.
People kind of check him out and they're like, oh, these guys are really good.
Who was the Swedish guy that died?
Avicii. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's always been top of his game.
Top of his game.
Mm.
Levels.
That was a tuno.
Tom, was saying earlier how like maybe for us to get famous podcast wise
one of us must die
or maybe yeah at least one of us I'd say
so
probably not me because I don't mean enough but maybe one of you two
what's that?
Well, yeah well I'm the personality so.
Yeah exactly
and
you're
I don't do
face.
Anything
Josh is the face of it so if he died that actually
that
why don't we kill Josh
support.
Live on the podcast
how would we do it
2 weeks ago
he was dying
yes actually let me frame you a question from your positions right now, if your main focus was to kill me, what would you grab? What would you do to kill me?
Just choke you out.
Yeah,
you just go up three. Feel the life you flow out of your corpse.
You win that Pixar lamp looking thing over there.
And stop it in my head.
Yeah. You like the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that a meme now?
It is a meme now. Yeah. Mm. 2 weeks ago it was a meme. It's probably not a meme now. Memes die.
Oh, guys, that meme this week, though.
Yeah, good that.
The cabbage.
No, the meme at the moment is the 14-year-old girl meme.
Oh, yeah. They're back.
Yeah. With the crying cats. Yeah. I like that meme. It's funny.
That's really
good. Yeah,
so, I'd recommend checking out Hers, the band. It's actually really good.
May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
So, what sort of music is it?
It's just I played some of it earlier in the car, Tom.
Really chilled.
It's just really chill music. Check it out.
What I normally go for, but yeah.
Really chilled.
It's different and nice. Have you guys seen the Tesla? You know Tesla, the car company?
Mm. Yes.
They had a advert for a car. It was a still print image. And it was like really dark and it just had a car with like shadow around it. And there was a hidden... Because, you know, Tesla, Elon Musk, they're always doing, like, interesting things. Such as there's a mode on the car called classical mode, where if you turn it on, the car, like, dances and swerves and stuff. Like,
Seems dangerous.
That seems like a terrible...
If you're in, like, a really open, like, field, and you there's no one there.
That's bad.
The car dies. Like,
oh, no. Were they the pilot users for it?
Tesla's that classical...
What's this classical mode?
Oh no!
We can't keep that in.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
When did they die?
Keep it.
2 minutes ago.
Was it 2 weeks?
Like a few weeks ago.
As we, it's all right now.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, classical mode is really good. The car basically dances and stuff. So Elon Musk and Tesla, they like to do these really interesting, unique things. So in this print advert, if you know how. What?
Sorry, it's...
You know, there's a... Yeah, just the other meme.
The other meme.
Why are you laughing? And then the person's thinking, elongated muskrat.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's a fucking meme!
You can't... just save it for visual platforms only.
Save it for the visual podcast in a few weeks.
The visual one.
Oh, vlog. That's a good idea.
No. You came up with that idea.
I know I did. That's why I'm saying, oh, a great idea.
You know those images which people release, which if you change the contrast and mess around with all the Photoshop settings, you see more of the image.
Yeah.
So right. With this one, they moved it around, yeah. This was out, and there was text hidden, and it said... It said, like, nice try or something.
Yeah, I thought...
Ah, cool.
I thought it was a case of where it was just... They tried to increase the brightness and everything.
Yeah.
But it still remained dark because they obviously... The designers knew that people would try to do this to reveal the car.
Yeah,
I like that. But they just completely blacked it out still somehow.
I like that. That's cool.
Well, that's clever.
See, I saw that this week.
That's cool.
Which was interesting.
I really like that. Mm. It wouldn't cross my mind to even do that, though. I just thought, oh, that's a cool little advert.
Yeah.
One with my life. It wouldn't occur to me to...
I'm going
to
Photoshop.
There's going to be some secrets in here because...
Enhance. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't cross my mind.
Now, in this episode, we're going to do a mini bit...
Mini bit?
Of something we did in the first few episodes, I think, which is rapid fire questions.
Oh,
I remember
yes.
That.
You remember
school,
those?
Man.
And they were fun.
They were fun.
They were fun.
They were terrible.
I mean, are they personalised rapid fire questions?
They're not. They're random questions. Only four each, not five.
Okay,
four
that's
each.
Cool.
And then... Afterwards, we can discuss the questions.
How long do we have to answer?
As fast as possible.
As rapid
as rapid as possible.
Time limit.
You guys need to do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
When are we going on?
No doubt, Tom will go first anyway, if there's anything to go by the radio. We go one, two, go.
Okay.
There's no one, two, three, go.
Yeah.
It's one, two, go. Ready?
Roger that.
One,
rock,
two,
paper,
go.
Scissors.
It's up to you,
Tom.
Man. Break my scissors.
You just swore, yeah. So, Tom, you get to decide.
I'll go first.
Okay, Tom, let me just change the script so Tom goes first.
Did you expect to win? I did absolutely slap you. Who did I destroy?
Who did you slap?
I destroyed one of you at Rock, Paper, Scissors like 4 or 5 times.
Definitely.
I think it was me. You normally destroy me.
Okay, Tom the Eastern.
Anally.
Oh, yes.
Tom the Eastern.
That's me.
4 rapid fire questions.
Fire away, boss man.
4.
Aiden, count us in.
10. No, I'm joking. Right, 3, 2, 1, go, rapid fire.
Tom Easton, what new technology will transform the future?
Light space travel, as in... Fuck, what's it called?
Light speed, warp speed.
What advice...
speed.
What advice did you get that was most rewarding?
I've never received good advice.
Oh. Maybe that means there is no good advice, just do you. There you
exactly
go. Made
right.
it. There you go. There's your,
that's
there's
the
your
best advice we've ever had.
Would you rather work 8 hours standing or 10 hours sitting?
Mm-hmm. 8 hours standing.
Ah, if you could win any award, what would it be and why?
An Oscar.
Why?
Because that would be the crowning achievement of my life.
And there we go. Four questions. There we go. That's interesting. A nice range.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Light space travel.
Yeah.
Do you think that would change?
That would open up so much in the future.
Yeah, but what?
Well, yeah, we can make contact with the Covenant, and then
with an alien race, of course. Okay.
Yeah, no, but just the amount of opportunities that will open up and scientific advancements will come with that.
Yeah,
colonizing and mining and
there would be no such thing as an 18-hour flight, like what I'd done to go to Thailand. I'd be there in seconds.
Like, we complained about going to Australia, which is in Earth, on Earth.
And it takes a whole day to get there.
And it takes that long to get there, man. We can do so much better than that. And we will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Grace Carter, she was actually a singer. She was...
up and coming.
Who's Grace
up
Carter?
And
Aiden.
Mm.
The happy.
Always.
Miserable. Always.
That'd be more fitting. Aiden the miserable.
Aiden the miserable. Hey, you'll get it one day. Aiden the happy. Tom Camperson.
3, 2, 1.
Are you a morning or a night person?
Night.
What is the worst job you personally could have?
I personally could have?
Yeah.
Probably something to do with... Worst job I could have? Salesperson. I couldn't do that. No way I could do that.
What is the meanest thing you've ever said to anyone?
I don't really want to disclose that.
Oh, no. What product would you refuse to promote?
Oh, God, I don't know.
On, like, principle?
Yeah, I know, on principle. Probably, like... You know, like... performance enhancing products, shall we say. I've personally never used one, but I guarantee they do not work.
I'm gonna cut out. I've never used them. They definitely don't work.
I'm just gonna say they probably don't work.
So are you talking about ones that make you
you know, like when you go to the bowling alley toilet, you get Tic Tacs condoms, and then you get these weird pills that come out.
It's a scale that
you just don't know what
yeah.
it is. It says like,
pleasure performance.
It's like oh, super enhanced performance. It's
X.
Like,
yeah.
I guarantee
I
that
so
does
much
not
more.
Work. It's like, if I feel more, I'm just going to nut
instantly.
It's already bad enough. So, I don't know. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Whenever I see them in the bowling alley toilet, it's like, why would you trust that?
I can imagine them going on a crusade against performance enhancing drugs.
I don't know whether... Maybe
your future partner breaks one out. Do you want to try one?
Do you know what?
Like,
this is the first. It's going to be a bit of a challenge, given that I have to purchase them and find a cooperating partner. I'm gonna do the research. Oh yeah, I can't get you pregnant. That's perfect. I'm gonna do the research. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Aiden. We'll sign
the
contract.
I'll do the research.
Not back on the podcast until it's done.
Actually, changed my mind. That certain caffeine shampoo. Why would rubbing caffeine on your head make
is
your hair grow back?
Can't
slag off a brand?
Yeah, you can. We're not big.
Yeah, you can.
What are you going
to
do?
Hang on, wait. I just got an email saying we want to sponsor you from that. Another one we just listened to. Fuck!
Caffeine shampoo.
Mm.
No, because caffeine has other properties besides keeping you awake. It, like, can stimulate hair growth and stimulate...
Stunting growth.
Stunting.
But why would you... I don't know. I personally don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, don't buy it. So I'm not going to buy it. I would endorse it. If you're going bald, embrace the bald.
Stick with head and shoulders.
Or
mate.
Go get a head... Not a head transplant. A hair transplant. Where they pull
I want that head.
The problem is so bad, I need a new head.
Yeah.
We could just replace the ear. No, I want a head.
Good God, no.
Morning or night person, you said...
Night person.
Night person, why?
Because I wake up in the morning...
Just feel
and
rough.
I'm never refreshed. Ever in the morning. It'll take me about 2 hours before I feel good enough to, like, converse with people or do stuff. I need a bit of time to be able to, like, wake up. I'm rubbish in the morning. And at night, I don't know, I just feel like you can just, it's a lot more relaxed because you've done all the stuff you need to do.
Yeah.
Now it's night time, you can just chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Albeit sometimes I do get a bit kind of early.
And Aiden, I'm going to disagree about your second one, which is, what is the worst job you personally could have? And you said salesman.
For me, so
I think you could be a salesman.
What do you mean?
I honestly think you could be like a car salesman. That's
I could not be a car salesman.
Yeah,
I could not. Why? What about me? Screams. Oh yeah, I want to buy that.
Yeah, but you're quite like persistent. You sitting here right now, all I can picture is you.
Because I want to buy a car.
Like a jacket for a car company.
Vest, yeah.
Some suit trousers, and just sitting there like that, like, this is a great
down.
Deal.
I'm looking down, I'm in shorts and a Coca-Cola t-shirt.
I'm picturing
this
it,
is
though.
Not.
I'm picturing it though.
And I've got monsters on my. Check them out.
Yeah, I'd buy a car.
Would that make you buy my car?
I'd buy a car from you.
Yeah, salesperson, don't think I could do it.
Yeah, no, I think you'd be. In a shop, no. As in, like, floor. Staff.
What about like housing agent? What's it called?
Estate.
I don't think I could do that either. I'd be like, look, check this out. Walk in wardrobe. That's good, isn't it? Have a go in there.
I wouldn't
look.
Buy a house.
No, exactly.
And they're all massive pricks as well.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't deal with that. That's the thing. I don't like. I mean, it's not that I don't like because I face with customers most days, but I don't like customer facing where you have to be not genuine to yourself. To the point where you're not yourself anymore. I don't like that. Because at my job, I can still be me over the phone, quite relaxed, blah, 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 give them the advice they need, done, job done.
And you get
home. Whereas in that sort of job, I have to force myself to be way more positive than I actually am. And I just, that is really bright. And I don't think I could do that.
It's competition time, boys.
Is it?
Classic.
I don't hear a jingle.
That was it.
You don't hear a jingle?
Competition time. Last week, Tom won the title from Tom the Tiny to Tom the Eastern. So, Tom, in the last few weeks, you've won Tom the Powerful, Tom the Tiny to Tom the Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's really cool, mate.
Yeah?
I think I've got a cool backstory.
It's different.
It.
Yeah, what's your backstory?
Backstory?
My backstory behind being Tom the Eastern is that I am a merchant that has gone to the East, maybe Persia, I'm talking
okay.
Old East,
yep,
like
exotic.
Persia,
yep.
Somewhere
Persia.
Around there, Mesopotamia, set yep. up a little trading favorite stand, traded for a bit.
bit of basmati on the side, love a bit of that.
Yeah, okay, you were trading.
Yeah, I was trading, and then came back to the West. And I have all this knowledge and
so,
wealth, and so I've been known as
referred
Tom
to
the Eastern.
Surely, wait a minute.
I feel like that was cool
you
in my head.
You would be referred
cool.
to as Tom the Western.
No, because he came back to the no, but he was.
You were from the West. You went to the East.
Yeah, but I went to the East.
And then you went to the West.
And then I
so surely
myself.
You're Tom the Western who went to the East.
No. I established myself in the East and came back after a long time to the West.
But you're not from the East.
But people in the
so
West will say,
Eastern.
Oh, look, it's Tom the Eastern because I've come back from the Eastern with a sick tan.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway,
nice,
Tom,
yeah, ten, yeah.
Tom won the title Tom the Western that went to the East and ate.
Right, I fucking ruined my nickname. Shit enough.
I liked it.
Tom the Eastern.
You just took a massive shit on it. And you're like, no, I liked it. You can't say that.
Like
a fucking ignorant.
Diplomatic.
Rinsing someone, saying like basmati rice and stuff.
I like basmati.
Yeah, Aiden. So do I.
I like it.
Sure.
And Aiden the Happy.
Always.
Always happy. You won that 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yep, still happy.
Yep, episode 12.
Are you, though?
Off air, please. Off air conversation.
Off air, Jesus Christ, boys. Today we have some different games.
Oh, is that what the announcement was?
Do you guys remember 2 weeks ago with Dom?
ABC.
ABC names.
I like that.
We got that to start with.
I'm going to have to get my phone up.
Yep, so you guys need to get ABCs up on your phone. Round one, I'm going to give you a random letter from the alphabet, not from just a random quack. What?
Quack. Klingon.
After I'm going to give you a random letter from the alphabet. And I'm also going to give you 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Jesus.
Back and forth for one of the questions that I have for you here. But I might change the questions as well. I have two other optional ones if I feel like changing it up.
This is madness.
If you give funny, or even if you just reply, as long as it isn't lame replies.
And
why do you point at me?
I'm not
sorry. Lame reply. You point your little pen.
Then I'll give you a little point. I'll give
nice
you a little
point.
And the person who gets the most points at the end gets an overall point towards the three rounds. There's two rounds of this and one round of something else that we're going to try.
Okay.
Starting with...
J for Joshua the Mad.
Mm-hmm.
And who won last week? Tom won last week, so Aiden's starting.
Oh, Jesus.
And it
this is
a
lot of pressure. All right, go on.
Inappropriate names... Inappropriate pet names. And 3, 2, 1, go.
What?
Change.
Yeah, oh, okay.
What?
I've got one.
Change.
Jürgen the Windcaller.
I like that. Okay, Tom.
That's cool.
For anyone who didn't know.
Klingon.
Aiden.
Cleopatra. I don't...
this is all inappropriate.
It's difficult. Tom?
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, okay, Aiden.
Neil.
Nice.
Okay, yep, yeah, Tom. Well,
can't imagine a hamster called Neil.
Orgasm.
that's a good one, Aiden.
Paralympian.
Yeah, okay. Change.
That's a hard one.
Change.
Corn, like.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that, yeah.
Right, so it's me.
Yeah.
rapist.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Aiden.
That's completely throwing me off my head, man. Shatheed.
Nice, Tom. Nice.
Turd.
Nice, Aiden. Hey, turd!
Come here.
Underwear.
Okay, yeah.
Vajazzle.
Okay, yeah.
Wanker. Just say all the rude
words. Yeah, Tom.
X-rated.
Nice.
That's awful.
You're Aiden. Welcome.
Yankee. No, that's just the alphabet, isn't it?
Yankee.
Yid. Is that an offensive word?
What? The Yid army.
That's it. Over.
Oh.
That was such a difficult.
That was difficult. That was a difficult one.
I didn't want to say the obvious
one.
Poor.
It was poor to get you ready for round two.
None of them were funny.
None of them were good at all.
Guess who won?
Oh, sorry.
Probably neither of us deserved to win.
I reckon Tom after my
terrible
performance.
You drew. You exactly. You exactly drew.
Neil!
I'm sure there's many better ones I could have used.
Neil's an inappropriate pet name. There's no pets called Neil.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Neil.
Neil. So, I'll leave it up to you boys. Do you both want to get a point for that, or neither of you gets a point for that?
I think we don't deserve a point.
Okay.
Do not deserve a point.
Round two, same game.
Okay.
Round two, same game. 2 minutes. After 1 minute, I'm changing it to something else.
Oh my god.
And for this, actually, we're gonna cut out some of the complicated letters. Round two.
Mm-hmm. Ding ding.
2 minutes. First question. Bad things to say after sex.
Nice.
V. And Aiden starting.
How many words are we allowed to do?
As long as it starts with V, it doesn't matter, right?
Like as long phrase. As it's, yeah, you can have a sentence, okay. As long as it starts with V. And Aiden starting, and I'm changing halfway through. Bad things to say after sex. Aiden, go.
Very good.
okay, I've got one for...
Change.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
I like it, nice. So we're back down here.
Yeah.
Anal?
Oh, that's so good. Aiden.
Bed?
Bed. Just okay, bed. Just so next one.
Oh, mate.
Aiden.
Chocolate? I feel like that's a good answer, though. That's a good thing to say.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Tom, next.
Diseases?
Okay, I'm changing it. So now it's strange things to say in a sexy voice. Aiden.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, okay, Tom.
Farquaad.
Yeah. Hey.
Good game.
Tom.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, Aiden.
I came.
Okay, Tom.
Japanese people.
Okay, yeah.
Killing children.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Tom.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Oh, Aiden.
M for...
Change, Tom.
Oh, I'm trying to think. This is different. This is the hardest
thing. It is, Tom.
Make out with me.
Okay, Aiden.
No.
No. Tom. 4 seconds. Final one. Tom.
Oh,
Aiden.
Orgasm again.
Oprah. Oh, I was going to say Oprah.
Well done, boys. Well,
that was difficult.
That was on that. You were on the spot. That was tough.
That was tough, man. That first one.
You quickly just run out of things.
It's true. Yeah. It's very quick.
Mm.
Especially when you don't answer and then I'm left to pick up the pieces. I'm just a mess.
Pick up the pieces.
Chocolate. What was that?
I'll have to do it with you as well, man.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate. Oh. It's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
It could be if you melt it, and I might get into that on a podcast. I melted chocolate once. It's really difficult, actually, because if you melt it, it's melted for a bit, but if you melt it too much, it goes hard again.
Yeah, it does,
and it's really difficult.
But if you microwave it, it just goes hard.
Yeah, but yeah. I've done it in a pot to make pancakes.
You didn't pour it on.
Oh no, I poured it on the pancake after. But you melt it and then you stir it. But if you... Oh, no, I didn't do it on a naked... Oh, no.
I can hear bones!
None of that. I am Christian. So you melt it and you stir it and then it goes hard again. So you have to get the timing just right.
Mm.
And it's a mess. Absolute mess to clean up after.
Cool.
Currently no points.
Yeah.
Guess who won?
Fucking boring.
Guess who won round two?
Me.
Tom. I reckon Tom's done
it. Tom is a point. Tom round two. Tom the Eastern 1 point. Aiden 0 point. Aiden
nil
happy
point.
1 point.
Nil point. Not happy.
Nil points.
Not happy.
Round three.
What we got?
Guess the fake headline.
Mm.
Fake headline. Guess headlines, but not real.
The fake headline.
You give us the headline.
There's one fake headline in this, and I'm going to give you three headlines.
Okay.
Okay? First one. Alaskan man blames anti-aging 10 years younger cream for disappearance of 6-year-old girl. Number two. Connecticut man arrested for alleged aggressive mopping. Round three. Number three, man complains to police that prostitute still owes him 10 minutes. So you guys now have to guess just which one you think's fake.
What if you both get it?
Then you both get a point.
What's the first one again?
Alaskan man blames anti-aging 10 years younger cream for disappearance of 6-year-old girl. Connecticut man arrested for allegedly aggressive mopping.
Is that aggressive mopping?
Man complains to police that prostitute still owes him 10 minutes. And I think...
These are all ridiculous.
They are all ridiculous.
Say. I'm prepared to guess. I'm going to say
I think
the top
I know.
One.
Yeah, I'm going to say the fake. First one. I was going to go for the
You're
first one.
You're
going to
say Alaskan man blames anti-aging 10 years younger cream for disappearance of 6-year-old girl.
Come out with
Alaska,
that.
Of all places. The one place in America that's far away enough from America...
To be normal.
To be normal.
is
and they're
not
just
normal.
The most... So you're both saying,
say
number one, Alaskan man blames anti-aging cream. You both get a point. Tom wins.
What did you... Tom wins? Oh, 2-1.
Well done.
That was a fake.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I want to know more about the aggressive mopping.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have many questions. Are you arrested
yeah,
for mopping?
I want to know about this one.
Yeah, I don't have any information on
it. God damn it.
Whoa.
To be fair, he might have been really, like, smacking it. Not like... with the machine.
No, not with the machine. With the headphones.
Jesus, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, I want to know about the aggressive mopping.
Well, you can look that up. It's also going to be, you know what, I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, stick on there. Aggressive mopping.
Which is at Having Words Podcast.
Nice.
Now,
in 2 weeks. No, it won't. Oh my God. No, you can't do that.
What?
Because if you put it on the Facebook page, it'll be 2 weeks in advance.
No, because obviously I'm gonna put it up after this comes out.
Episode. It won't just pop up randomly.
What is this?
What's Having Words doing?
That's what I mean, the timeline is all over the place. The
timeline's fucked, mate.
Space-time continuum.
Mm-hmm.
You guys this week have been competing for a random adjective to go at the end of your name. Tom, for the last 2 weeks running, has won. Aiden.
Come back.
What the
it's
hell?
What did I do last week?
Insane.
I swear I won last
you
week. Oh no, you
got
Eastern.
Trashed by this.
I feel like I need to go back to the URF games. I was good at those.
What, like,
weren't they the same game?
The same game.
Come on, I'm just not
I've
as good as I thought.
I've just come into my own.
It's true. So, Tom.
Yep.
You're currently...
Eastern Bolt.
I'm going to come up with a new backstory for this one, by the way. Unless it's something really terrible, like vagina.
So, Tom.
Yep. Tell me what I am.
So, formerly known as Tom the Eastern.
Yeah. Actually, before that.
The tiny and insignificant.
And then before that.
Tom Tiny, Tom the
powerful.
Tom the powerful. So, you've been a lot of things in your time.
I have been, yeah. Short space of time.
Mm. And in your time between being Eastern and your new title, have you at all done any sort of janitorial duties? Anything like that?
No.
Not in Connecticut or anything like that?
No.
No? Well, you're now known as Tom the Aggressive. So I was thinking maybe...
You are the man.
You are the Connecticut man.
I was the angry mopping man.
The angry mopping man.
Tom, how do you feel?
Shut the fuck up!
He flips the table.
I won't ask, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tom the Aggressive.
Well, it doesn't fit me at all, but it'll do.
You are probably the least aggressive person I know.
You fucking what?
Do you know what I mean? Even now, I'm not intimidated.
I feel even calmer.
I'm just not intimidated.
I feel relaxed.
Tom the Relaxed. That's probably the most fitting title for you.
Tom the Chill. Yeah.
Tom the Chill.
Tom, you're now Tom the Aggressive. So that is that a good one or a bad one?
I mean, it's kind of
I
in
think
between.
In context, in the competition part, it's really good.
Yeah?
Because you're aggressive, you want to
mind
win.
Mind games. If we have a special guest on and then you introduce me as
Tommy Aggressive,
they'll be like, oh, Jesus.
Wait, what? You never told me he was.
Yeah, they'll be on the back foot, straight up.
And I'll be silent in the corner, so just to keep that illusion, because I feel like if I speak, it won't just stay. They'll be like, what's
I'm
going to
say?
I'm aggressive.
Hear me.
I'm a demarp.
So we've got Tom the Aggressive, won your new title. Aiden, what's going on?
Still happy, don't worry about it.
Happy little bitch.
Yeah, but why haven't you been winning?
I want to stay happy.
Oh, that's fair enough.
No, you're trying to win.
You're trying to win.
I want to be happy, man.
How long until happy becomes just...
miserable.
Yeah.
We'll find out when I get my new title. Then I can stop being
Aiden
happy.
Aiden, oh my god, Aiden, finally incredibly lonely.
Forever incredibly lonely.
Guys, before we wrap up...
Move on.
Move on. Aiden, they're not moving on. Before we wrap up...
Ouch! Oh, that hit too close to home. Wow.
Home strike.
Still happy.
Still happy.
Still happy.
Still crying.
To all my former partners, I'm still very happy.
Oh, no.
And available. Even my middle school girlfriends.
Oh, no!
Please.
Maybe we were first school, Lydia, if you're listening.
You get a message.
Could you imagine?
I heard you.
I just asked my first date.
Maybe
that'd be amazing.
Remembered my name.
I know, she probably doesn't remember. I wrote her a card and everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took her to the cinema with my mum.
Nice.
And her mum.
Hey, yeah. Do you want to come to the cinema with
And you know you're supposed to let girls win? I absolutely did not let her win. I had a little pool table. Absolutely destroyed.
I bet she liked that.
Oh.
I don't know, my mum's like, when it was all said and done, she's like,
not your mum, the girl.
No.
Oh, okay.
When she went home, the girl I went out with, the girl I hung out with one time.
Did you kiss?
No. Could you imagine that? I was in first school.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, you should have let her win. And I was like, what do you mean, let her win?
Just like,
yeah. I was literally like, what do you mean? We're playing pool. What do you mean?
Stellar.
Yeah. What do you mean, let her win? What's the point of that? She's like, because... you know, it's nice if you let her win. Show her that.
She needs to know her place.
But even now, I'm like, why would I let her win?
You wouldn't do that now, would you?
I let someone win pool once, and they didn't let it go for ages. I was like, alright, I won't let you win.
I wouldn't let any of my girlfriends win.
How many do you have?
How many you got? Jeez.
Win.
Before we wrap up, do you guys want to shout out anyone besides Aiden's middle school girlfriend, Lydia?
First school, okay. Right. I've had many girlfriends, it's hard to keep track.
Do you remember her surname?
Yes, I do, actually.
Any shout-outs?
Should we all shout out the past girlfriend?
No.
No,
let's not do that. Terrible idea. Terrible idea.
Shout-out to my squash buddy.
Oh, it's me!
Hey, Josh Martello.
Oh, yeah. I'll go next.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout-out my squash buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom! What? Yeah, high five again!
High five.
Ow!
Yeah,
ow!
Cool. Why did
I have to do
that? You're like that.
Do you know what?
Aiden,
you this has nothing to do with your shout-outs, but shout-out to myself. Shout-out to myself.
I'm doing good.
I'm so sad
I'm
for you.
Really sad.
So I'm like,
shout-out to myself. I've accomplished loads
shout
recently. Shout-out
to
myself. No. Do not shout-out my ex. Shout-out to myself. So keep on keeping on.
Do you know what it reminds you of? It reminds you of Morty so much from Rick and Morty.
Just keep on keeping on, you know?
Jeez, gotta keep on. Wait, we feel like Sam, you just keep on. No, in all honesty, shout out to myself. Give myself some credit. Let's go.
I'm depressed.
You're aggressive, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive, Tom.
I think from all of us as well, shout out to the mothers on Mother's Day last week.
That's a better one.
Last week.
Oh,
we're going to have to start doing that, aren't we? We're going to have to celebrate. What if it comes to Christmas?
No,
we're going to have
don't.
To have pre
Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas today.
We're not going to make it to Christmas.
What do you mean?
We've got an announcement to make.
What's that?
I'm dying.
Alright, I'm good.
We're good.
Ow!
I can be a squash buddy.
Sprain my neck!
What's happened?
I didn't see my finger squash player.
Alright, finally, I can swoop in and play some decent squash. I don't even have a pair of trainers to play in.
Tom, I want to say, because you're dying and we'll never make it to the end of this year, I'm just going to say, from your legacy, I'm never going to play squash again with anyone.
Good high five.
Sorry,
can you just play squash with us next week?
Yeah, maybe I will, if I'm invited.
Well,
don't want to intrude.
The thing is, Aiden, I did invite you.
No, you didn't.
You just ignored
Do you know what? I bet you did, and I just didn't reply.
You did! It's on the chat!
Look at the messages.
I'll look at them right now.
Right, let's wrap this up now.
Let me look at them right now.
Make sure you're subscribed to us on iTunes or following us on Facebook at Having Words Podcast or on Instagram at Having Words for updates. Be sure to like and share with your friends. We would really appreciate that, wouldn't we, guys?
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We're on Reddit at r/havingwords.
You did ask me.
Right there in writing.
On Wednesday at 1:25. I can do Saturday, lad. Aiden, we gonna squash? ? No worries if you can't, man. Nothing for like...
And then you pipe
Thursday.
Up. Yeah, the thing is, it's you that replies.
It's me that replies. Happy... I'm not going to read that message out. Yeah, basically I didn't reply for like over a day and I put a little meme in there but didn't actually reply to anything. Okay, yeah, I'm a terrible person. Sorry
about
that.
There
we go. Yep, you are.
I've been exposed on live air.
Well, I think we're all terrible people for saying that we have a Patreon. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/havingwords. We're also on YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. In the future, our plan is to do some video episodes of some sort of capacity, so we'll sort that out. So stay tuned on there.
Maybe we'll do some cool stuff.
So we'll do some cool stuff, some cool little cheeky boy videos. Please, if you like this episode, leave an iTunes rating and review because it means the world to us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now, Tom the Aggressive, a final word.
Fuck all of you.
Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you. Goodbye. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, jeez.